Nigeria's elections are over. We have elected a new president. We have. Others have elected a new president. Not the candidate I want. I supported Atiku Abubakar, but he lost to Muhammadu Buhari, who is the current president. So he's the incumbent. So that is really about it. My candidate lost. My one and only single most important point was restructuring. That was really it. I had no any other criteria, like needs, what I want the candidate to do for me. Nothing else, just restructuring. So like no building of bridges, no, nothing. All I wanted was restructuring. So that is the reason why right now, if the current president keeps this seat, I have really no expectation of him restructuring Nigeria at all. That is because I think he does not understand what that is any more than any of the other candidates that I didn't select. My top three candidates were, first, Atiku Abubakar, second, Kingsley Moghalu, third, Obi Ezekwesili. Those are the people that I think potentially would restructure the country. The way I picked was, who among these, all these candidates contesting to be president, who among them has a long history of calling for restructuring and actually understanding it? So I've been following majority of them on social media. Anything about restructuring, I read about it. And Atiku stand on top of the list. He has been advocating for restructuring a long time ago. If you are wondering why restructuring is more important to me than anything else, like corruption, it's because restructuring is like that one drug that cures everything else. Not cures, but improves everything else. So instead of choosing corruption only in isolation, how about if I could choose someone who would pursue one agenda, and the agenda would improve everything else? Like, everything else. Just improve the quality of life, and so on and so forth. But again, in general, this quality of life, peace, that I'm talking about, will actually happen if people imbibe the non-aggression principle. That is at the root what really cause prosperity and peace. It is the morality that no one, you should not aggress on anyone else. That means you should not hurt anyone else. You should not take their property. You should not rape them. You should not force them to do things they don't want to. That's really it. It's in the Quran, it's in the Bible. And most importantly, or widely important, is that almost every person on earth accepts that as a no-go zone. So like, I don't know if there's anyone in the world that thinks stealing is good, or that killing another soul is good. If there is, I would really like to know. So really, I would say everyone, almost everyone, accepts hurting others as bad. And that's really what we need to imbibe. But it really, really is easier said than done. People, either through cultures, religions, and other social institutions, raising children, they hurt others. Like forced marriages, like punishment of children through beating, shouting. Government, all of these strongly disobey the non-aggression principle. So it's really hard. It's really, really hard to follow. So at the root, that's what we need to do to prosper. Otherwise, it doesn't matter with restructuring or without restructuring, nothing really gets better. If people still do not abide by the non-aggression principle. And that is the beauty of the non-aggression principle. Almost everybody accepts it as moral. Like as good or bad. So something good or bad as moral. So it transcends all cultures or religions. So you could get everyone to accept that no matter their tribe, culture, religion, race, etc. So what's my thought after the elections? Well, one, I will continue to advocate for peaceful ways of doing things. So basically the non-aggression principle. So what that means is, if I see that people are using a non-peaceful way to do things, I will advocate against it. So in government, what that translates to is, I will not advocate the use of government in any capacity. Like especially, like nurturing it. So I won't support nurturing government. Parent, I won't support beating children. Anything, stealing, murder, rape, all of that. So that's really my plan on words. And really important too is that I'm not expecting anything magic to happen with or without restructuring if people still don't abide by the non-aggression principle. So My hopes are not that high, to be honest. So, anyways, thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you soon.